WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Stephen Sondheim's Follies has a special place in the hearts of those who love Sondheim's musicals, though it's never had a truly complete recording. Now TVT Records has released a double CD of a production at New Jersey's Paper Mill Playhouse with an all-star cast. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Broadway, baby.
The Ziegfeld Follies were among the most frivolous Broadway extravaganzas of the 1920s and 30s. Every big star played the Follies. But the central Follies image is of statuesque showgirls in revealing costumes and mile-high headpieces descending steep flights of steps. Remember Lucille Ball's parody on I Love Lucy? The Follies is also the subject of one of Stephen Sondheim's most extraordinary musicals, and one of his bleakest. I saw it with someone I was breaking up with, and I've no doubt it helped precipitate the painful end of that relationship. It was a very expensive show, and even after 500 performances on Broadway, it lost money. But its stature has remained secure, even though there's never been a truly complete recording of this complex score. Now, a new 2-CD set includes even the songs dropped in the particularly trying tryout period, and they're some of Sondheim's best. The central song in Follies is I'm Still Here, the ultimate survivor anthem, which was written for, and evidently about, B-movie star Yvonne DiCarlo. Before it was written, though, DiCarlo's showstopper was a raunchy comedy number called Can That Boy Foxtrot? Ann Miller sings it on the new recording.
A false alarm, a broken arm, an imitation Hitler and with littler charm. But oh, can that boy foxtrot? His mouth is mean, he's not too clean. What makes him look reptilian is the brilliantine. But oh, can that boy foxtrot? Who knows what I saw in him? I took a chance. Oh yes, one more flaw in him. He can't dance. As dumbbells go, he's rather slow. And as for being saintly, even faintly, no. But who needs Albert Schweitzer when the light's so low? And oh boy, can that boy foxtrot?
The plot of Follies is simple and complicated. At a reunion of Follies girls in an about-to-be-demolished theater, decades after the last Follies, two friends and their stage door Johnny husbands reconnect. They're all convinced they married the wrong person and are living in misery, resigned or unresigned to their choices. In the second act, something thrilling happens. The gutted theater suddenly fills with opulent scenery, and the anguish of each of these characters is transformed into a Follies production number. Like Hamlet's play within a play, Sondheim's show within the show reveals a deeper truth. Sally, who married Buddy, has never gotten over her obsession with Phyllis's husband, Ben. The reunion forces her to confront her desperation. The curtain parts. She emerges into a spotlight in a sequined gown and sings Sondheim's greatest torch song, Losing My Mind, which is just what she's doing. On the new album, Donna McKechnie, who got her first big break in Sondheim's company, doesn't have the aching innocence of Dorothy Collins in the original cast, but she has an intensity of her own.
Does no one know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you, spend sleepless nights to think about you. Or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my
Sondheim fills Follies with an amazing variety of musical styles, or parodies of them, from Romberg operetta to Gershwin and Porter ballads. Yet Sondheim's parodies are often the songs most completely his own. They're the nightmare funhouse mirror that reflects both the follies of our lives as well as the folly of Sondheim's profession, the absurdity and the giddy joy of musical comedy itself. Sondheim is our greatest postmodern composer, and nowhere is his self-conscious self-examination more unflinching. The cast includes Tony Roberts and Lawrence Guittard, who are marvelous as the two unhappy husbands, and in cameo roles, Kay Ballard, Liliane Montevecchi, and Phyllis Newman. But the real star of this album is Stephen Sondheim himself.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Follies, the complete recording, on the TVT Soundtracks label.